Thank you for calling the Business Track My Client Line EIDS Support Center. For self-service tips and answers to frequently asked questions, press 1. For a password reset, press 2. For enrollment, reports, disputed transactions, reconciliation, or account maintenance, press 3. First, we'll need to look up the merchant account. Please enter your merchant ID or authorization ID followed by pound. If you don't know your ID, for verification, enter your 10-digit business telephone number, followed by the pound key. If you don't know the business phone number, just press pound. Please select the name of your business from the following list.
Sunshine Pulmonary and SAL, press 1. Start Corporation, press 2. Amer Here CTR Clark, press 3. Redigo Food Mart, press 4. Onyx Health, press 5.
Now we'll need to confirm the business address. Please enter just the street number of your address followed by pound, excluding. And finally, enter the 5-digit billing zip code. Thank you. Your call may be monitored or recorded. You'll now hear a few moments of silence while your call is being transferred. Thank you for your patience. This call may be monitored and/or recorded at any time. Thank you.
To change your checking account or email address, press 1. For all other inquiries, please remain on the line and the next available agent will assist you.
Looking for a way to have more flexibility while you grow your business? Ask us about CloverFlex. A versatile mobile device allows you to accept payments on the go or at your place of business.
Thank you for contacting Bank of America Merchant Services. My name is Bradley. May I please have your first and last name?
My name is Ian Noe, and I'm calling on behalf of the CFO of OMAX Health.
Okay, can you spell your first and last name for me?
A-I-Y-A-N-O-E.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again for me?
Sorry, A-I-Y-A.
And your last name?
N-O-E.
N-O-E, thank mm-hmm. you. Let me go ahead and pull up your account here. I see you provided the merchant ID, the business name, and address. Perfect. Let me pull this up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and to fully verify you here, would you be able to provide me with the last batch or deposit on the account?
I believe the last deposit was $21,470.74.
What day was that for?
That's from May 27th to today. Or, I'm sorry, 6-2, yesterday. And that was the deposit amount.
For yesterday?
From 5-27 to 6-2.
So did you combine them? I just need, like, the one of the amounts for, like, either yesterday, the most recent amount.
Okay. Yesterday, total was
$4,108.66.
Or do you want the deposit amount? If so, that's -$808.
Does it have any change on it?
$65.
Perfect. There you go.
Okay.
Excellent. How can I assist you today?
Yes. So I am going through our disputes.
Mm-hmm.
And it says we have 14, but when you click on Small Business Dispute Management and it pulls up all the disputes, there's over 200. And they're all duplicates and repeats. Can you help me out with that?
Let me pull it up here.
Mm-hmm. Like, there are so many.
200, okay. Let's
like, there's a lot. And, again, they're all majority of them are duplicates. Like, you just keep hitting show more, and it doesn't stop.
And it just keeps going and going.
Yes, because I'm still currently hitting show more and scrolling down, show more and scrolling down.
And you're doing this in Dispute Manager?
Under the, yes, Small Business Dispute Management.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what caused this.
Well, for this year, are you looking at the dates? You're probably like going back far.
Oh no, they're all repeats. They're all due. The latest one is due on the 17th of June. And they're all for $159.71. There's one that is for $47.96. So, yeah. Like, if you were to search for the case ID number, like using the control left function on the page once you've opened everything, you'll see that there's like 1920 of the same exact case just repeated.
Right, so let's see. I see one for $159.71. I see another one. I see another one. I see a couple of them, yeah. But let me see. $159.71. Okay. So the most recent ones that I'm seeing here, there's some in May. And
So what I need help with is the duplicates. There's so many duplicates that we can't submit them. Is there a way to make all of the duplicates go away?
That's,
like, we've tried everything on our end.
It's duplicating. That's because I'm not showing any duplicates. Do they all have the same case numbers for those duplicates, or are they all separate?
So all the way up until the most recent one, which was the 159.71. Let me see when this one was. This one was submitted to us on, come on now, load. One, two, three, four. So this one was submitted to us on, the transaction date was 5/26, and it's due by the 17th of June. So if you go down a few more, if you go back to where it's where the disputes all are, and you hit the show more, you'll see that it goes from the 17th, and then hit show more again, you'll see that it starts back over at the 16th. And then it's like repeating all of those. Do you not see that on your end?
That's odd. Yeah, I'm not seeing all of those here because this is what I'm seeing.
Because supposedly we have 14 active cases, but I have over 200 chargebacks that are all honestly the same that just repeat a pattern.
So let me see how you got into there. What did you click on?
So I'm in our chargeback system for the my client or the business track.
Mm-hmm.
I logged into it and it says Bank of America. Let me click the home button. So from there, I scroll down to where it says disputes with 14 in parentheses, and then I hit the blue bar that says Small Business Dispute Management. Once I click on that, it gives me all of these disputes. It has the action required, the in progress, which they have no in progress right now, and then we have our closed. But all of the ones under action required are majority duplicates.
Wow, because I know Climeline was having some issues earlier today. I'm not sure this would be part
of that.
So
you think I need to call Climeline?
No, let's see. Let's try something else. Which are you using, Google Chrome or Internet Explorer?
Google Chrome. It doesn't work in Internet.
Okay. Go ahead and click on Home again for me. And then do you see where it says Home, Applications, User Preferences?
Mm-hmm.
Go to Applications and click on Dispute Manager in there for me.
Yes, this is where it takes me. It's the same thing. I still have like 200.
So when you went to Applications and clicked on Dispute Manager, did a drop down come?
Mm-hmm.
Did it drop down and you clicked on it and it brought you to the same place?
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing the 200 disputes.
Yeah, I've been using the system for about 2.5 years now. I remember whenever it popped up a whole nother window to submit the disputes.
Mm-hmm. That's very odd. And you didn't have to click on queues or anything? It just started showing the 200 there?
Well, I had to scroll down to where it says actions required, which I have to do anyway on the small actions, and then hit the show more, and it shows me all of the disputes. I can send you an email with screenshots if you'd like.
Yeah, that's all right. Let's do that so I can see. Let me know when you're ready. I could give you my email.
All right, give me 1 second. It's going to come from care@omaxhealth.com.
Okay.
All right, what is that?
It's going to be my first name, Bradley, Bradley, dot Singh, at bankofamericamerchant.com.
All right. I'm just going to put the subject as BOA duplicate charges or duplicate chargebacks. I'm just going to send the screenshots.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's see. Like, it just keeps going, guy. If you need me to, I can click more. I can click the show more to send you more if you need me to. But
no,
I just sent you a screenshot.
Mhm.
All right, it's been sent.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I see what you're saying. There, it's an exact duplicate of the previous page.
Right. Like, it's literally just repeating itself all the way through, and I don't know how to make them go away.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like this happen before. I wonder if it has to do with anything, because I know Colin was down earlier. I wonder if that's causing it to duplicate like
okay.
That.
So what would you recommend?
Let me see. Let me see, because they said that it was resolved. Let me check. Shouldn't be accessible for users. So does it let you respond to them at all?
I can go into them to view details. Let me see. Yeah, it looks like it's going to let me either accept or decline it, like it usually does. It's just there's so many duplicates.
Duplicates. That's very odd.
There's like 20 duplicates per chargeback.
Right, yeah, I'm seeing that here. And it just keeps going on and on and on. You could keep clicking and show more, and it'll keep generating them.
Right.
Okay. Let me see if anything's still going on with client line. And
mm-hmm.
Is it okay if I place you on every fold?
Sure, go right ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you so much for your patience and holding.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So I was trying to see if I could get some more information in regards to it. So what I found out is it looks like it might be due to the, because client line was down earlier, so I was advised if you can give it a little bit of time and maybe try back in about an hour, because right now they're still working on it.
Okay.
It was
okay.
Down earlier.
Gotcha. Okay. So the duplicate should fix itself when y'all are done working on it?
Right, because I know that they said they resolved that issue, but I know some of the issues are still there, so it looks like they're still working on it. So that was advised, just give it about an hour and try it again.
Will do. I'll let our CFO know. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anything else can assist you with?
No, sir. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you for calling Merchant Services.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm going